Good morning, Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed Bet, Lev, I don't know. We're starting at the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, literally three lines from the bottom. Im Esham Beit Din Matneh B'Fnehem. So we saw that if a guy's working, and somebody, there's a lost article, and he wants to get paid what he earns, in other words, what he'd lose by taking off time from his work. So we saw that he can't. We saw at the end of the Daf, a buyer maybe try and explain it a little bit differently, that maybe he could, but the pshat in the Gemara was that he would get, couldn't ask for a seller, he'd get what the menial laborers would get. Unless there was a bait in there, then we said there was a bait in there, he could make a tanai in front of the bait in and say, listen, I'm only going to take off time from my job now and go and look for this guy's Zaveda if you make sure he pays me what I'm losing. And then he can do it. If not, then not. And then he would have to make his own cheshbon. And we saw at the end, I think it was on Lamed, right? On Lamed, it was at the beginning of Lamed Bet. Hold on, I'm reading him out. Right, Efes, ki lo yeh v'chayv yon, shecha kodim v'shel kol adam. If that's the case, you aren't meant to impoverish yourself. And if you're going to end up losing too much money, you don't go after it. That was what, so the Amrav Yud Amarav, at the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph, Efes ki lo yeh lecha v'chayv yon. That was a pasuk in Dvarim. Tedvav, ki verech verech Hashem baret Hashem Hashem lekechon tenecha nachalal rishka. Basically, you don't impoverish yourself. If there was a baitin, you could do it. If there was a baitin, you couldn't do it. Says the Gemara, it's a dedicated shir. The nishmat everyone that died in this war, soldiers to civilians, the tzuim, add to our list, Ariyeh Eitam ben Ra'aya, was injured on Thursday in Chan Yunus, Shevrafua Shleima, and to Chatufim, mentioned Matan Shachar ben Anat. That's the last surviving member of the Paris tank, and everybody else basically over Yeshua. All right. So Issu, the Gemara is a story over here about Issu and Rav Safra. Now Issu and Rav Safra were partners, and they did a deal. Now it looks like the deal came to an end, and they're splitting up the stuff, the schoira. They're splitting up their partnership. So Issu Rav Safra Avid Iska had a deal, Bahari Adari with each other. As Rav Safra Palegle below Date the Issu Bape Betray. So now Rav Safra decides that's it enough. And Rashi says over here, Beschora, Velo Ayu Maot. There wasn't money involved. Right? It was all stock. Basically had stock in trade. They need a valuation. So he decides now Rav Safra is splitting it all up, goes to find two guys. Right? Zil Aite Tlatad, he says Betray. And he goes and finds two guys who act as aid in there to make sure he's giving a right value. As far as you could trust Rav Safra. And he split up the assets and he says, this half is mine, this half is yours. Says to Issar, take it. Now it seems like Issar isn't so excited about the allocation. So after they come at Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. They come to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Right? And the Mishnah said the Rosh has got it, Rabbi Abba. Aval, okay. Sees it, but it could be something. But anyhow, the bottom line is that Issa comes to brings it to a Rav, and Baruna Amale. So he says to him, "Zil iti tlate de palakta kabe. I want you to grab three guys that you put in front of them, which two wasn't enough. Inami, if you can't find three guys to come and tell me, at least trade me gotlata. Find me two of them who were from the three. Okay, give me two of them who were from the three. That's also would be a good start." Vinami Tracer de Palgabapetlata. He says, and maybe if you can't find the three which were there, find me two guys, two Adim, who can prove to me that you did the Chalukah, you did the allocation, but Ape Beit in with three. Whereas two is nothing over here. So Amale, Sinak Rav, so Rav Huna Rav Safra, says to Rav Huna, right, to Rav Huna. Says, where do you get such a din from? I've got to go and find three guys or two guys, blah, blah, blah. He says, Amalei, where from? He quotes our Mishnah. Ditnan, Mishnah says, Yes, Sham Beitin, Matne Bifnehem, and Sham Beitin, Bifnehem, Yitne, Shalok Kodem. Says, the Mishnah says, Bea Beitin. You want to make a deal? You need a Beitin. So you wanted to make a deal in our Mishnah that you insist on getting the right amount of money. The Beitin, what's a Beitin? The Beitin's three. So to Avia, you want to start splitting up your assets. Bring a bait in. So he says, how do you compare the two? Hatam, the mafik mamonimihai, umotiv lai bain and bait in. There, the whole idea over there is I'm taking money from one guy and I'm giving it to another guy. I need a bait in. I'm being moti mechavero. Right? Aber Lacha, how do you compare to Didi? Shak, this is mine. I'm taking my own. The Bach changes from Didi to Didi. Right? Didi Shak, I'm taking what's mine. Yeah, half of it is mine. I'm taking now what's mine. I'm not taking from him and giving me anything. Of course, that's on the assumption that it's an equal allocation, right? If you're taking a little bit more, then you are taking his. But Rav Safra was pretty happy that he did it fairly. Right? Says, yeah, it's just a case of Gilumil Tabamu, betray Sagile. Yeah, what do I need a witnesses for? Look at Rashi. Gilumil, I just want the thing to be publicly known. Sheyedu shechalakti b'shaveh. I just want two people who can come and see that I did it properly. It's Gilumilta. This is not Eidut. It's not Beitin. This is Gilumilta. And the Gemara says, ends up saying, Teda. Right? Now, whenever the Gemara uses the Lashon of Teda, right? It's almost like an instructive sort of statement. Teda, he says, Ditnan, we learned to the Mishnah, quite Mishnah, Mesechik Tubot, Almana, Mocherit Shlo Bifnei Beitin. And Almana, who Rashi said over here, who's the Almana? A widow, and he's not a Minich Seyo Tomi, Mocherit Lemozonot. She's being supported by the orphans, right? She can go and sell some stuff to raise money. I suppose it's some of their stuff, right? It's their things that she's selling. Shlo Bifnei Beitin, doesn't need Beitin. So Amale Abai says, no, that's not correct. That she can, that's not a good proof. But love me, didn't we learn on that already? Amrav Yosef, Barmin Yomi, Amrav Nachman, Amrav Amana, Enach Shecha Beit Shemumchi. Enachinami, she doesn't need a Beitin, but be particular. It's the Beitin Shemumchin she doesn't need. An expert Beitin, Abal Shecha Beitin shall hit your top. But she doesn't need a Beitin with your top. So in other words, we're not so passionate over here whether she's correct or not. If our whole proof is bought from Almana, you see, Almana does need a Beitin. Even our Mishnah, when our Mishnah spoke about a Beitin, remember, I said the other day that it wasn't necessarily a Beitin of Mumchim. It could just be Beitin of Het Yotot. So maybe that's the same thing that Rabbi Baravuna was going after over here, although Rav Safra wasn't so excited that that was really the case, and he thought that you could be... The halacha l'maaseh of Almana is she does need a Beitin of three. Give us a halacha here, please, somebody. Michael, Steve. Anybody got a halacha here of what we the halacha with this case of Rav Safra? Anything mentioned there? No? All right. Anybody find the note in another Gemara? Oscar, anybody?
Yeah, in order to receive payments of her marriage card, Ketubah, the widow takes... Shvua that a marriage contract was not paid.
Okay, that's in order to get to it, right? That right. I'm less concerned about the widow.
She then sell property from her deceased husband's estate before a court of laymen.
Right, so that's right. I'm less worried about the widow. I'm more interested about Rav Safra's story. Anything there about Rav Safra's story with the two? Because yeah, she does need a Beitin. All right. Okay, so maybe the halacha will be you have to have three. Maybe that. That Rabbi Barabuna was right all along. Okay, new Mishnah. Now, Matzah Berefet. So what happens now? You see this cow walking around in a refet, in a barn. So Ein Chayav Ba. So the commission says that there's no Mishnah mitzvah now to go and help. It's not a lost article. On the other hand, Mishnah Rabbim, you see it walking around in the street. Chayav Ba, you are Chayav. You might talk about Akvarot. What happens if there's animals in a cemetery and you're a Kohen? Rashi said, and you're a Kohen. So lo yitamal, you don't go in and get it out because you're a kohen. You're asked to go get tamei. Now what about imamar lo aviv itama? Your father says to you, go be tamei. Don't worry about it. Go, mitzvah is a big thing. You're trying to educate his child to do the right thing. He says, you don't worry about being a kohen. You go give it back. Or shamar lo, his father says to him, al tachzir, right? Don't give it back, right? And if he's not a kohen, in other words, Rashi says, look, makom shu mutar lech shamo. Is a kohen, it's mutar, or he's not a kohen, not a rex, right? So what do you do? Lo yishmalo, don't listen to your father. Right? Ab is kibud av. We'll see in the Gemara just now. Sometimes you have to listen. Right? Pirek v'tan, pirek v'tan. Now, same story. We go back to what we saw yesterday. He offloaded and loaded, offloaded, offloaded. Afilu arba chamisha pamim chayv. And no matter how many times you got to do it. We saw that, right? Hakem takim v'azov ta'azov. We already saw yesterday. Afilu mea pamim. Right? 100 times. No limit. Why? Shneimar azov ta'azov. It's a bit of repetition of yesterday. Then halach v'yashav lo. Now the owner, Rashi says, Abalim, comes and sits next to the guy and says to him, Nu hoyil v'alecha mitzvah imetzunchari frok. Right? So yeah, you patur. If you see the owner sits down and says, you know what, you got a mitzvah today. Yeah, I'm going to do a mitzvah, my boy. Yeah, offload the animal. You have to do it. Shneimar imo. You got to help the guy when he's battling. Does that mean for he can sit on the side there and just give instructions? However, says the Mishnah, if he's an old man and he can't do it on his own, or he's a sick guy and he can't do it on his own, then it's different sort of giving you chayef. Then the Gemara mitzvah says like this, mitzvah in our Torah lifrok avalolit om. We saw this the other day, remember? Really, we've spoken about in the Gemara. So Machlo Rabbi Shimon, yeah, and Rabbi Yossi, here it is. After all, it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, yes, I remember? And this is Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Says over here, mitzvah in our Torah lifrok. So Rabbi Tanakama says the mitzvah from the Torah is only to do pricket, to offload. Avalolit on, to help load the animal. It's not a mitzvah. Actually, the Gemara was seen in Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afli Ton. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even to load is a mitzvah in our Torah. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Imaya Alav Yater Amasaon. This is amazing. This is actually even difficult to understand. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, when do you have a mitzvah? Tachar Masaon, Masaon Shachol Amor. But when do you have a mitzvah? When he's carrying the right load. If this animal was overburdened to begin with, in other words, the owner had stuck on so much that it was clear it's going to break the animal's back, you haven't got a mitzvah. Well, the mitzvah is under normal circumstances. Now, the whole issue of Tzar Balei Chaim, here I think raises a big question here, because if there's no mitzvah when the animal's overburdened, so we're going to see later on a whole discussion about Tzar Balei Chaim, it's been a Torah.
If he can't stand up, then he's overburdened.
If the animal can't stand up, if they, let's say you pack the animal with the normal weight, then let's say a donkey, I don't know, the
I'm
average donkey.
I'll tell you what I think.
I don't know, that's what I think. If a normal, the average donkey that you've got, you know that donkey can carry a pack of 50 kilos. Okay, and you packed it with 50 kilos, and now after a long walk, the donkey's very tired and it's starting to fall a bit, there would be a mitzvah of Azov Tazovimo, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But if a donkey can carry 50 kilos and you put it on 100 kilos, and now the donkey starts collapsing, that's not a mitzvah azov tazovimo. That the owner is just an idiot, right? You don't have to go and help him do anything. You must sort it out. Because remember, we said that there were two aspects to helping unload the donkey. The one was...
Your example is that the donkey starts walking with his load, and then it's too heavy for him, and he starts to...
Yeah, I'm saying, but it was too heavy for him because it was...
I don't know if it's 50 or 100.
No, but...
you say it's an animal walking...
I agree. I agree with you. I'm saying the question is 100%. In other words, that's why I said I've got a big question mark around this halacha, because how do you know that? And if we're going to say that there's a mitzvah of Tzar Balei Chaim, then it shouldn't make a difference. Then who cares what the guy did? The animal suffering at the moment, go help him. Okay, so I don't. I'm saying it as a question. I'm not saying it as an answer. I'm raising a question. I don't know. So I'm thinking that maybe what Rabbi Yossi Aglili is saying is that if it was a normal load and the animal now is suffering, so you go and help him. But if the owner overloaded the animal, it was clear the animal was going to collapse, then you've got no mitzvah to go and help him. That's what he seems to be saying. But I'm leaving it with two big red question marks at the end of this question. I'm hoping we'll find an answer to that. I haven't found one yet. Okay. So Amar Rava, but just what I was going to say was, we saw yesterday as well, that in terms of prikav, offloading, we said that there were two aspects over here. There's tsar for the owner because there's chisaron kis. Remember, he's going to lose money if his animal collapses and gets ruined. And there's tsar balechaim here because the animal is suffering. As opposed to loading up the animal, there wasn't that. The animal wasn't tsar balechaim. He was quite happy when he had a load on his back. And the owner also wasn't at a risk of the animal collapsing and dying because there was nothing on him yet. That's how we explain the difference between prika and te'ina. So, okay, let's see. So now the Gemara discusses this fact that animals found in the refet. Amar Rava, refet she'amru, when we said that the guy's in a refet, if you find him in a refet, you ate no chiyuv, eina mat'a ve'eina meshamed. What's the refet? The Rava wants to say that this refet, look at Rashi, refet she'amru, she'shenu b'mishlatenu askinan, ke'she'eine mat'eta b'heime she'betocha liyot porachet ve'yotzeit. It's a ref in a barn that isn't setting up. When it says you ain't a mat'aita behema latzeit, says Rashi, right? It's not causing it. There's nothing in that ref that's causing it to want to run away. In other words, I suppose if it was a very hot place or stifled and no air, or there was no food for it to be there, it's going to eventually go mad and start trying to claw its way out and break the walls down because it's getting hungry, it's looking for food. It's not one of those cases. It's not like something which the animal, it's a normal effort. And on the other hand, it's not locked up entirely. The animal can't get out because if it couldn't get out, then there's no question of you having to, the animal wouldn't be outside to begin with. That's what he says, right? If one chicken can get out, can go out, but it's not needs to run away. Right? It's a refresh of animate and a mishamerit. Animate, what how do you know animat are that is not for the animal away? Comedic tiny and lochayava. You don't have to deal with it. Now if it was stuck in a place where there's no food or no air and it was gonna die, so then you'd have to deal with it. And you don't have to deal with it. You just leave it, you can let it be. So if you can let it be, it means it's a safe place for the animal. It's not an unsafe place for the animal. On the other hand, Vanima Shamerit, how do we know that it isn't so guarded? Because the Mishnah tells us you don't have to worry about that animal, means that it could have got out. The Mishnah, I think, is telling us that when you walk past a barn and you see that the barn is a way animals can run away, there's no mitzvah now to go and start boarding up the guy's barn in case his animal would run away. Okay, there's no mitzvah here to go and prevent something which might occur. When you find an animal that's lost outside, you're going to have to ask your question, is it lost, isn't it lost? Is it 3 days it's been there, or 1 day it's been there, is it nighttime, is it daytime? And like, is it walking in the field, is it running in the vineyard? All of the things we saw yesterday's stuff. But in the barn, you have to say, that barn, if I'm not careful, if I walk away, that animal could get out, and then in 3 days' time, the animal will be run away, and that's going to be a lost article, therefore go and start boarding up the barn. That's what I think that the Gemara is telling us. Even was Mishamer, it says the Gemara. Hashtag Mishkach Rabbi, you'd find it outside. Ma'ayla le gavai. If it was out, Mishkach le gavai mi basi. Then it would say, Ma'ayla le gavai. Mishkach la mi gavai. It wouldn't say, Ma'ayla le gavai. It would say, Mishkach, you found it outside. Ele shma mina, ene Mishamer, shma mina. It's not guarded, but it's not so bad. And the animal's still around. Everybody's very happy. Okay, now the Mishnah carries on. Then the Gemara discuss it more. So Matzah, sufficiently established what type of refit is it. It's a refit the animal can get out, but it's not out. And it's not such a bad place for the animal to be that's going to want to run away. Okay, the Mishnah says as follows. Matzah refit el chayav. Amar Yitzchak. V'hu shomed letoch tchum. So Yitzchak says, well, and this refit we're speaking about is in the tchum. In other words, in the regular borders of the town. It's not far out, whatever the case is. Michlal, what do we learn from that? He says, the brushut arabi, vafilu betoch atchum, na michayv. Ah, so when don't you have to worry about the animal? When it's in the refet. And the refet's in the tchum, meaning if you find it outside in the public place, even the public place in the town, lav dafka, far away in the field, it's also considered lost. Because when it's not lost, when isn't it lost? In the refet, in the tchum. But if it's in the street, it could be lost, even though it's in the tchum. And you can imagine yourself, and some people learn this din over here of Rabbi Yitzchak about the tchum on the seifa of the Mishnah. With the Mishnah, Bishla Rabbim Chayev Ba, that when are you Chayev to deal with the animal? Well, it's in Shla Rabbim, it's in a public place. And on that, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Vahu Shomedet Chutz Letchum. In other words, in a public place, outside the tchum, Ah, Michal de Berefet, Avalu Omedet Chutz Letchum, Nami Enu Chayev Ba. So it's a public place outside the tchum that's called lost. A refit, even outside the tchum, is not called lost. Okay? So two different ways to understand over here. Maybe the refit means out in the public place, and public place it means in the tchum is also lost. Or the refit is outside the tchum, and the refit outside the tchum is not called lost. In the public, therefore, only a public place outside the tchum is lost. A refit outside the tchum wouldn't be lost. Okay. Then we saw the case in the Mishnah of Beit Kvarot Lo Itamala. So now you're a kohen, and the animal's running around Beit Kvarot. You can't become tameh. So Tanra, but now minayin shemamar lo aviv itama or shamar lo al tachzir shlo yishmar le. How do we know where's the makor? The bride asked the question over here. Where's the makor? This is a good one, Yevamot. Where's the source? If your father tells you don't go, don't listen, don't bring it back, or go become tam if you're a koyin, listen to him. Shneimar ishimavitirav shavtad yishmor ani Hashem. So that's our classic pasuk that says both ish imo va aviv tirav. You've got to have fear for your mother and your father. And Veshapta Tadishmore, but keep my Shabbos. Why? Because Ani Hashem Lukechem, I'm your God. So if we see fear of your mother and father and Shabbos, I mentioned the same pasuk, what does it mean? Kulchem Chavim Bichwadi. You both got to be, you both Kulchem, you all Chav, you both Chav, you got to give me kavod. Right? Look at Ani Hashem, Afmi Shamart Lecha Yaret Avicha Ani Adon Shlechem. Rashi says, yeah, Hashem telling us. Even though I told you that you should have Yira for your father, your mother, I am the Adon of both of you. If he tells you keep to Mechal Shabbos, don't listen to him. So the Gemara makes a deal over here. Time. The only reason we know you shouldn't listen to your father tells you to be not to do the mitzvah or to become tamei and to be wearing a mitzvah is the Katrach Manet Shabbat Yishmor. Halavich never written about Shabbos. Havamina Tzaitele. I would have thought that you could listen to him. But wait a second. But why? Hi asay v'halot asay. Sorry, hi asay. The mitzvah of keeping Shabbos is a chod yom hashpat l'kasho. Right, is listening to you, keeping Shabbos is a mitzvah asay. Actually, that's a zachor, v'shamor, zachor v'shamor, the shamor.
No,
shamor
Daddy, I think the asay here is the
kibbutz of em. I could be right. Hi asay v'alot asay v'asay, and that's the hitalamta v'hashavota. Okay, so you could be right. Shkoach. Okay, says the mitzvah asay of kibbutz av v'em, thank you. Right, is a mitzvah asay. And then on the other hand, giving back a lost article, there's a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah not asay. There's, on the one hand, it says Hashem teshivayim is a mitzvah asay, and vehitalamten, you can't ignore it, is a mitzvah not asay. So I would even think, why would even think that listening to your father should override that mitzvah? Itchik, we still need to learn why. We might think that your kibbut ava over here, even though it's only a mitzvah asay, is like a super mitzvah asay. Why? Because it's a hekesh to the kibbutz of Hashem. So we would think listening to your father is tantamount listening to Hashem. Therefore, listening to Hashem, you know, like Phil Chernovsky, the previous editor of Torah Titbits, he always used to write, he's the boss. He says, don't wear shatnas, and he tells the Kohen to wear shatnas. He says, Dami Machal Shabbos, and he's the boss. So Hashem's the boss. When he tells you what do you do, so you might think that your father is almost like Hashem, the boss. Right, she neemar kan kaved avicha v'dimecha. One of them, v'neemar lahalan kaved mehoncha. Hilchach letzaita. You might think you're listening. Kamash v'dan to all Yishmelei. No, there is a hekesh, and your father is a very important man. Right, I've got to be careful. Yeah, because I've got my father and my son around. Right, your father's a very important man, but he's not God. Okay. Now the mishnah says mitzvah naturally frok avalolit on. The mitzvah is to offload, but not to load. Right, so the Gemara says over here, what does it mean? Aval lo liton. My aval lo liton. Mitzvah not totally frok, aval lo liton. It's a mitzvah to offload, but not too load. What do you mean, but not too load? Ilam aval lo liton. You didn't tell me it's not a mitzvah at all. You must never even worry about it. So, my shnai prika dichtiv be azov tazov. Tinanami akadiv akem takimu. We saw yesterday in the psukim. Azov ta azovimo is a mitzvah to help offload. And hakem takim is a mitzvah to help load. See, if it's not a mitzvah at all, then why does the Torah tell me I came to Akim and Azov to Azov? Elo, you're right. Mitzvah naturally lifrok bechinami, says. That's what we saw yesterday as well. The mitzvah lifrok, when it comes to offloading, there the mitzvah tells you, and that's what we're talking about with mitzvah, for free. Tell us what made offload. Raf veloli ton bechinami elo baschabab. When it comes to loading, you can get paid for loading. So, Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon omer afli ton bechinami. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even loading, you got to do for free. So that's the machloket over there. In other words, I mean, our mitzvah tells us the mitzvah in our Torah is lifrok, but not lit on. Just means it's a mitzvah to do it for free, not lit on. That's only according to Anakama. Rabbi Shimon says, no, both are for free. The Gemara says, Tanin la, Tanin b'nam, we know this brighter, the prika b'chinam, tida b'zachar. The brighter says, prika b'chinam, offloading is for free, and tida b'zachar. Rabbi Shimon omer, zubu b'chinam. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's the source to our machloket. The Gemara says, my time, my Rabbanan. Why did Rabbanan say that you can get paid for tina, you can't get paid for prika? Says the Isak Rav Rabbi Shimon, if the Lochadak Rabbi Shimon says Rabbanan, and you had to do both for free, so Nichtov Rachmana Teina, Velo Bai Prika. It could have just written Teina, and we wouldn't have had to write Prika, offloading. But I mean, what would I say? I'd learn like this. Uma Teina, when it comes to Teina, to loading up, the late Beit Tsar Bale Chaim, Veleke Chishon Kis, like we said a moment ago, there's no Tzar Balei Chaim. Tzar Balei Chaim is the animal suffering under the load. You help quickly offload him. That's Tzar Balei Chaim. That's preventing him from suffering. And the Chishron Kis as well. If the animal, if you don't quickly offload that animal, the animal's going to collapse or break a leg or whatever. And the owner's going to lose money. And there, when it comes to Prika, you chayiv. There's no, right? So Prika, and for Tina, you chayiv nonetheless. So we would have known that Prikki debay Tzar Balei Chaim, Mechishon Kis, Lo Korshaka, is it a Korshaka? And before Prikki, you'd have to do it. So the Torah wouldn't have had to write Right, that's what it says. Lichto v'chmane tein. I don't know about loading. And loading, there's no chisur of kisser, no tzar b'lechaim. And I know that there's a mitzvah to do that. So, of course, there's a mitzvah to offload. So, ele l'may hilchete ketiv rachman. So, why did the Torah write prika as well? Azov to azov. Why did it write it for me? L'may lecha, prika b'chinam, tina b'sachar. To tell me, no, there is a mitzvah of prika. But prika you're doing for free. Tina, you can charge. We just written tina, and it was all for free. We could have just written tina. We learned prika from a kol shekain. So, now, Rabbi Shimon, how come Rabbi Shimon wrote azov to azov? More according to that, Rabbi Shimon just would have written prika, or just written teina, we'd learn prika without it, we'd never learn it. So he says, Mishum de lo mesai mekar. We saw this yesterday as well. Because Rabbi Shimon wasn't quite sure whether if we had just written hakem takim or azov tazov, it was referring to prika or to teina, to loading or offloading. And therefore, he says, the Torah needed to tell us both. Right? So what's his name? Rabbanan, am I lo mesai mekar? Rabbanan had no problem with that. So how come they had to write them both? He says, the Torah said, Rovetz, the animal's battling under this weight. And Hatam Ketiv Noflin Baderich, it's fallen on the way. Dramu Inu Vetona Borucha Mashma, meaning that the goods are thrown down on the floor and you've got to help them pick them up. So it's two different aspects according to them. For Rabbi Shimon, what Rabbi Shimon need them both for? He says, Noflin Baderich Inu, that second, according to Rabbanan, that Noflin Baderich Inu Vetona Lavei Mashma, that they, I'm a bit confused at myself. And yeah, I'm a Rabbi. Rabbi says like this. Midivrei Shnehem, Rabbi says, bottom line is, from both of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan, who both, at the end of the day, have both psukim, we can conclude that Tzar Balechaim is a Doraita. We're completely on a different topic now altogether. The fact that they both have this mitzvah, whether it's Bechinam or whether all for getting paid, it makes no difference, free or work. Everyone agrees that Tzar Balechaim is a Doraita. Right? And therefore, if an animal's suffering, you can't just stand by and watch it. Right? Look at Rashi. V'nik'amri tarvayu prika adifa. When both of them agree that the prika, offloading, is preferable, whether it's for free or whether you get paid, makes the difference. But the pasuk wrote them both, and they're both there. And everyone agrees that you'd learn the kol shekain from te'ina to prika because it's a bigger mitzvah, because there's tzar balei chaim and there is a chishon kis, that's an oraita. And look, the Gemara says, "Vafir Rabbi Shimon, lo kam elim mishum de lo mesam ekra." Even Rabbi Shimon said that we're just not sure what the psukim mean, right? With regards to ina, but mesam ekra darshinam kavachomer. I think the Gemara says, "Mishum mai." In what's the reason? Is it because of the tzar balei chaim darshinam? You learn everything because of tzar balei chaim. That's how we all conclude at the end of the day. So it seems like it wants to say over here that everybody agrees that tzar balei chaim is the right. The Gemara says, "No, maybe not." Maybe the reason why everybody agrees that prika, the offloading, is so important is because we want to save the guy's money. And not because of tzar balei chaim. Vachiyam, that's you're going to read the Gemara. My te'ina delayed by chishron kis. Chayev. So, and that limud which we learned, we said if you had just written te'ina, we would have learned prika, is not to come and prove to us anything about tzar balei chaim. But it says, why is te'ina which would have taught us prika? Because te'ina hasn't got chishron kis. And nonetheless, you chayev to help load the guy up. Prika did by chishron kis lo kol shekain. So therefore, there's nothing else. You can leave out. You could learn the same din without adding in tzar balei chaim. The fact that we threw in two reasons, we said that there's chishron kis and tzar balei chaim. Okay, beautiful. We could have learned the same din without mentioning tzar balei chaim, just mentioning chishron kis. We can't prove anything about that tzar balei chaim is a doraita. So the Gemara now asks that question, what, v'te'ina ema chishron kis? Why is offloading chishron kis? I'm going to buy what? Te'ina, if you don't help the guy load up, there isn't chishron kis? Now there's a different type of chishron kis, right? There's a different type of loss. What would that loss be? Right? Ein ba chishron kis? Mi lo askina, and all we're talking about is God, adahachi v'achi batel mishukei. If you don't help him load up, he's going to miss the market. If you don't help him put all his produce onto his donkey, he's not going to get in time to go and sell the stuff. He's going to lose money, right? Lose opportunities. Inami, another possibility is atu ganve v'shakle koma adikabare. If he isn't loaded up properly, he's lying on the side of the road there while he's busy battling on his own. Another one going to come and steal whatever he had there. So those are chisron kis. They're different having chisron kis, but those are chisron kis. Here the Gemara says again, teida, right? Right? They're going to say again, teida, the tzar balei chaim the right. Therefore, that can't be right what you're saying. And it must be that Tzar Balei Chaim is a Doraita. And the Gemara says, Diktani Seifa, look at the Seifa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, אם היה עליו יתר על מסעו, אין זקוק לו, שתהיה מה תחת מסעו, מסוי שיכול לעמוד בו, לאו מיכל תנקה מסעבר זקוק לו. And there, it's a dat yachim. Remember, Yossi Agili is the one who says that if it wasn't loaded up properly, that you patur on helping him. But Tanakama and Chachamim, who the halacha is normally like Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi Agili is a dat yachid. Right? He doesn't agree with Tanakama. He says, no, you ain't going to help him. Why? Because my time, Allah Bishum, the Tzar Balechaim Doraita. Isn't it because Tzar Balechaim is Doraita? That's why you're going to help him. In other words, we don't ask questions, Rabbi, according to Chachamim. Is the animal overladen? Is it overladen? You see animal suffering, you go help him. So Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe it's nothing to do with Tzar Balechaim. Dilma betachat maso pligi. Maybe the whole machloka between them is, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk tachat maso, that he's under a burden? Rabbi Yossi savar dashin tachat maso, maso shachol amod bo. Rabbi savar lo dashin tachat maso. Maybe that's the whole machloka. Rabbi Yossi says that it's a specific weight. Rabbi Yossi, and Chachamim say, no, we don't care. There's no measure of weight. Yeah, the Gemara says again. Okay, so you know what? You've convinced us. Tzar Balechaim is loved or right. Look at Rashi. So maybe we've got to prove it, right? Diktani Rashi, what's the Rashi tell us? Halach v'yashav lo, remember we saw that if the owner's sitting there with him, v'amar lo, and he says to him, you know what? Hoyo v'alecha mitzvah nifrok, brok! You know what, my boy, you got a mitzvah to go and offload yam and let you do the mitzvah, go and offload. You don't have to do it, you patur. Why should he marry more? Because the mitzvah is azov to azovimo, when the guy's battling himself, so you come in to help him. He can't sit back there smoking his cigar and watching you do all the work. He has a proof. If Tzar Balechaim was doraita, the words the animal suffering in the meantime, Samali ita de mari bahade, umali kilaita de mari bahade. What I care if the owner's there, the owner's not there. If Tzar Balechaim is a doraita, let's look what's happening at the moment. Objectively, there's an animal there suffering. You're making a cheshbon. Is the guy helping me? Isn't he helping me? That can't be a mitzvah doraita then. Because a mitzvah doraita, you would ignore what's happening with the owner and you'd get stuck into the mitzvah of doraita of helping the animal. The Gemara says, no, let's not get too carried away. Olam Tzar Balechaim doraita. Really, Tzar Balechaim is doraita. See, the Gemara is battling with this, right? Because it's difficult. Mi savat patur? Do you think that when the Mishnah said that you patur from helping, you patur le gamre? You aren't patur le gamre. Right, dilma, the Bach takes out the word v'. Dilma, what do you mean patur? Patur means you patur b'chinam, v'chai b'schar. You don't, the guy can't sit back and say, you, my boy, go and offload the animal if he's not helping you. Maybe we said that you patur, that for pricker, for offloading, you got to do it b'chinam. Maybe that's when the guy's working with you. And if he doesn't want to work with you and he wants to sit back, he's not an old guy or a sick guy, he's a healthy guy, and he wants to just sit back and let you do all the work, then you patur, if he doesn't help you, he doesn't pay you for it. But if he pays you, maybe you chayev. That's what the Torah says. When the owner's busy helping you and he's pulling his weight, do it for free. When he's not helping you, but at the end of the day, Tzar Balechaim is doraita. Okay, so this is where we're up to over here. The Gemara now brings a couple of siman, right? Siman, we're going to learn a couple of locals here. Behemat, bet haimem taf. Another behemat, bet haimem taf. Ohev, aleph vav haivet, soneh, and ravtsan. Now the reason why the Gemara puts in all these siman, maybe even in brackets, because this was a way that in the Beit Midrash they'd learn things off by heart. Okay, so we've seen this lots of times. The Gemara brings a siman, but this is like an acronym. Of all the halachas we're going to learn, so there's ohev, it tells you, behemat, ohev, soneh, ravtsan. It makes sense. Behemat, we understand that the animals, ohev, you love, soneh, you hate, and ravtsan. The Mishnah about rovetz tachat masao. So we can understand the coding, and we're going to discuss a couple of things. Lame Messiah, the word brings the first bet over here from behemat. Right, behemat, ohev. Lame Messiah, you want to look at Rashi over here, Lame Messiah. Let's see if we can find support here for Rava, who's telling us that Tzar Balechaim is Doraita. And how do we do it from Behemat or Bet Kochavim, Metapel Ba Kemat Yisrael? Here we got a Shmaita that tells us that it doesn't make difference if it belongs to a Jew, it belongs to a Goy. Now we can understand why you're going to worry about helping a goy's animal If it's if doraita tzar b'lechai, we understand. We don't distinguish between the owners because our mitzvah is on the animal. So who cares who the owner is? An animal is an animal is an animal. An animal can never be a Jew, right? I mean, you do have some Jewish animals, but as a rule, we're talking about four-legged animals, right? So animals are animals. And he amar tzar b'lechaim lav doraita, but if a tzar b'lechaim is lav doraita, right? So why do we have to worry about a goy's animal? Look at Rashi over here. He amar pishdana, sorry, right? So Gemara says, no, that's not proof at all. Hata mishum eva. That's why. That's our classic answer up when it comes to these sorts of things. It's all because of eva. If you don't help the goyish animal, they're going to come after you. They're going to say, these Jews didn't help us. And you have a pogrom on your hands. That's why you got to worry about it. Nothing to do with the tzar b'lechaim. Gemara says, you know, we can even prove from a Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, diktani imaita to'ena yayin asur en zakuklo. If he's busy schlepping up their wine that's asur, like yayin nesech, so then the brighter that says, you don't have to. Now, here might be Shlomo Lav Doraita. This makes sense. We say it's not Doraita. Mishumach and Zakukla, so you have to get involved. That here might Doraita, my and Zakukla. If it's Doraita, then what do we care what's on the animal? Right? It could be stolen goods, it could be Yainesa, it could be anything. So maybe this is the proof over here. Look at Rashi. Rashi's over here. Here might be Shlomo, the Bach Ezid, be Shlomo Lav Doraita. The time of Mishum Eva Hu, and it's because of Eva, so Mishum Hachi Ein Zakuka, why don't you have to help the Goy when he's got Yai Nesech over there? Sheachol Lehishamet, you can get out of it and say, V'lomar, Davari Suran, I'm sorry, I can't help you, I'd love to help you, Mr. Goy, but I can't help you because it's Yai Nesech. Now there's no longer Eva. The Goy, we're dealing with a rational Goy here, right? If there's such a thing, right? A rational Goy, from the girl's point of view, understands that if it's Yai Nesech, you can't go near it. So that's would maybe, if it's only Ava, then you can talk away out of it and you wouldn't have to worry. Right, so that makes sense. And he says, yeah, Maya is a hakamara, lahatina yain asur, lahatina yain asur, and zakukla. So the guru wants to bring a bright over here to show us, it's a love adorated, toshma, behemat, ovet kochavim, asur Yisrael. If there's a behemat, ovet kochavim, a goy's animal, umasoi Yisrael, and that goyish animal is carrying a Jewish person's load, the pasuk says v'chadalta, right? It says ki tireh chamor sonacha rovet tachamaso. When you see an animal, not of your friend, chamor sonacha, guy who you don't like, who's not your friend, rovet tachad maso, and it's busy suffering under a load, v'chadalta me azov lo azov tazovimo, right? So it says v'chadalta, and you didn't help him, azov tazovimo. Now the Gemara understands the pasuk. That why does the pasuk say v'chadalta? Sometimes you don't have to help him. V'chadalta. On the other hand, sometimes you do have to help him. Azov tazov lo. So it says, v'chadalta, you don't have to help him. Amar tzar b'lechaim doraita, amai v'chadalta. Why is even giving an opportunity of v'chadalta? Azov tazov, you should just have said, azov tazov. So the Gemara says, no. We don't like that. Lo olam tzar b'lechaim is really doraita. And what was that pastor talking about over there? It's talking about b'te'ina. Are you busy loading it? Not when you're offloading it. Offloading it, you've always got to help him. I don't understand. What do you mean offloading Bettina? Look at Rashi. What do you mean? And beside Babati Shaul Masoi Oved Kochavim. The safe of the brightness is the other way around now. There we spoke about a goy's animal with a Jewish load. Now we've got a Jewish animal with a goy's load, right? Behemat Yishol Masoi Oved Kochavim Azov to Azov. You've got to help him. V'Bettina Amai Azov. If it's Bettina, the bright is speaking about. So why say we got v'chadalta? What do you mean azov to azov? Azov to azov means it's not that you can't just leave it. He says, no, that's mishum tzara de Yisrael. Now, here we got to, even with Tina, when it comes to a Jewish animal, we've got to be careful of the Jewish animal. Why? Because it's tzara de Yisrael. I don't understand. Yach, yafid reish nami, then the reish should be the same as well. He says, no, reish b'chamar oved kochavim. He says, no. The reish we're speaking about, who's not the owner of the animal, right, who's loading up them? Who's the donkey rider? Bechamar over kochavim. Look at Rashi. Ve'ein bal hamasa sham, but over kochavim niton. And the owner isn't there, so it's the rider who's busy loading it up. So most of all, I don't understand. And Sefer bechamar Yisrael. And the Sefer was a Jewish owned animal. It was a chamar Yisrael. Because I don't understand. My pasak. Where do you get this from? That when it's a goyish animal, the rider's a goy. And when it's a Jewish animal, the rider's a Jew. What, there's no Jewish animal owners that have got Goyisha riders? Are there no Goyisha animals who've got Jewish riders? Are you concluding now that there's always talk about a Goy over there or a Jew over here, that's why you've got to go and help them? Look, Rashi says that. Rashi explains, anytime there's a Goy's animal, have a chamar, the donkey rider is a Goy. Anytime there's a Jewish owner, have a chamar Yisrael. Where do you get that from? So he wants to know, stop at the milk. It makes sense. Why does it make sense? Inish batal chamrei azil. People go over their go according to their donkeys. Right? So if it's a Goyish donkey, we give a Goyish rider. And if it's a Jewish donkey, a Jewish rider. What's he thinking? That's how it works. You're not going to give a Jewish owned donkey to a Goy to ride. He goes, I don't understand. But you told me early on that why could we ignore the Goy? Because it was Beteina. But that's not true. The pasuk which says Azov to Azov and Vechadalta is all talking about Prika, unloading. So Amalek goes, how am I Rabbi Yossi Aglili? He said, no, this whole sugi is all according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Amar Tzaba Lechaim Lavdoraita. Now he says, this is all according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that Tzaba Lechaim is not Doraita. So therefore, it's a Machlok HaChamim over here. And you're right. This whole sugya seemed to be according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili is the one that says not Doraita. Right? But doesn't actually mean that Rabbanan. So the Gemara means one more proof over here of another one of that is not Doraita. Toshma. Sone Shamru. Because the pasuk said.
Not Doraita. You mean in this particular case?
According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he wants to say that Tzar Balei Chaim is not Doraita.
Not generally.
So the Avalhari was like, Amar Tzavar Lechaim, love Doraita. Generally, seems to be generally. According to him, he's not Doraita. No, it's Babiram Paskinakim. But that's Brighter got off to him. Because we got stuck over here. What do you mean? Te'ina Prika, you're right. It's talking about Prika at the end of the day. He says, you're right. Rabbi Yossi, he's not Doraita. Where is another story about Toshma? Ohev Lifrok Vesone Liton. Right? So what does it mean? Ohev lifrok v'sone liton. Right, this is over here. We get another proof over here. Right. One animal loves it when you sort of loading him up, I think, and one animal loves it when you offloading him. Right, mitzvah v'sone kedei lachufet yitzro. I think I got a little bit wrong over here.